Chairperson, High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to deliver Ghana's statement on the agenda item. Ghana aligns itself fully with the statement delivered by the Republic of Congo for on behalf of the African group. At the onset, let me join earlier speakers in extending our condolence to the family of victims of the ongoing increased conflict in Israel and Gaza, which is bringing untold hardship and misery on both sides, and call for cessation of all conflict. Current emergency situation. Madam Chairperson, Ghana lines her support to the High Commissioner's appeal to donor governments to maintain or increase their lives, the levels of funding given the considering of emergencies worldwide. Indeed, the Global Compact on Refugees, as far as the principle of responsibility, sharing to ensure that refugees receiving countries do not bear the burden alone. Ghana is currently dealing with emergency influx of Burkinabe nationals fleeing from extreme violence in their home country. They are entering through multiple entry points along the 200 kilometers long border, thereby challenging reception mechanism in place and our national security. Government of Ghana, UNHCR, and our partners are striving to improve the absorption capacity of host communities who have provided land for the construction of reception centers and settlements in both the Upper East and Upper West regions to position them to better receive incoming asylum seekers. In addition, we are immediately working with UNHCR to implement livelihood activities in order to reduce the dependency on donor funding and maintain the dignity as asylum seekers. Refugees and their host communities, we are not waiting for an end to the emergency phase. As a matter of fact, the emergency is still unfolding. Evidently, this requires significant resources to enhance Ghana's coping capacity. Madam Chairperson, all this come at the time when unfortunately, UNHCR is downsizing its operations in Ghana and reducing funding for our refugee program. The government of Ghana is very concerned about this development. This is the time when more resources and support should be made available to enable our efforts. Indeed, apart from the humanitarian effort, huge resources are also required to enhance security in order to protect the asylum seekers and the host communities alike. Madam Chairperson, the widespread nature of the refugee emergencies worldwide and the attention and resources they demand do not diminish in any way the seriousness of Ghanaian situation. This is not the time for the comparative analysis of a tale of woes. It is a time to appreciate the highly challenging emergency facing Ghana and to continue with the response that is unwarranted. We are therefore making an urgent plea to both UNHCR and donors to sustain the levels of badly needed assistance that will enable us to effectively provide the maintenances and care that persons seeking asylum so desperately need. Ghana remains committed to meeting its obligations of ensuring that the refugees and asylum seekers within its borders live in safety and dignity. We are also ensuring that refugees and asylum seekers are not left behind in development initiative. International solidarity in the respect will be appreciated. Durable solutions. Madam Chairperson, Ghana believes that finding durable solutions to protected refugee situations is a sure way of maintaining and guaranteeing the dignity of persons who seek international protection. Last year, we stated that Ghana had instituted measures to ensure that former Ivorian refugees would be accorded on alternative legal status by issuing them with indefinite residence permit that will facilitate their inclusion in social and economic life within Ghana. I am happy to report that this week our partner, the Ghana Immigration Service, has commenced the registration of the former Ivorian refugees and to issue them with indefinite residence permits, which will allow them and their dependents to live and work in Ghana for as long as they desire. We will strive to ensure that other protected situations are concluded satisfactorily. Ghana stands by its commitment to finding true, durable solutions to refugees situations. Madam Chairperson, we are continuing with program to issue the Ghana card, which is the mandatory from the identification for virtually all persons living in Ghana. Without such, refugees would not be able to engage in many socio-economic activities. We believe in empowering refugees to be self-reliant and contribute towards building the society in which they live. Conclusion. Madam Chairperson, I would like to conclude by acknowledging the numerous contributions by UNHCR to the refugees' efforts in Ghana, the collaboration with the country and regional officers is per excellency. We are committed to upholding the rights of the persons we serve and to enable them live in Ghana in safety.